Welcome back to another episode of Chaos on Record, where everything we say is literally chaos, but on record, a podcast for and by not-so-adult adults. I am your host, Sonia. Bay is laughing at me. Bad co-host. And lastly, the good co-host, Claire.
Excuse me. What the heck?
You were laughing at me. I am sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry for laughing. I wasn't even laughing.
Okay, what were you
she
doing
was smiling,
then?
But that still counts.
She was smitten.
Was I smitten?
Smitten. Laughing. It's been a while, guys.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, we had like a break for like, how long was it?
Almost
Who
3
knows?
Weeks. Maybe now.
Was it 3 weeks? Oh, God.
Yes.
We were on a break, Ross and Rachel style. We back on.
Why did you do... Wait, what?
What?
I have no idea what that reference is. Anyway, keep going.
You
what
need to watch
today,
Friends
Sonia?
Then. You're so behind on the time.
Oh,
right?
I'm sorry. I'm not an avid watcher of Friends.
Honestly... I would say we have a legitimate reason for our break, but we really don't. We're just burnt out and tired of with life.
Yeah.
And we really do not have an episode planned, but I want to play a game.
Yeah.
So it's a very chill episode for today.
It's
right?
A very chill episode with some deep and meaningful questions to see how well we truly
we
know
go.
Each other. Claire's gonna die because she doesn't have notes.
This is so spicy. Oh yeah, this is like the raw reactions you're gonna get out of Claire now.
Oh. Yeah. True that. But before we get into it.
Oh, throwback. Yeah.
How are we and how has our week been?
I don't know. My week has been hectic because I moved in, right? Moved houses and all that. Only just settled, like, out of moving houses, my room was like the last to be set up because I had new furniture and everything. And so I literally was like sleeping with like boxes in my room for like 3 days. So anyway, but besides that, and trying not to get sick and trying to finish up assessments, we're fine. We're back to normal. I think we've got the hang of it now.
That's good. Exciting times. How about me?
Mm.
I am socialed out, honestly.
Mm.
Got a Lots bunch of COVID nights. Scares. So we'll be waiting and crossing our arms and legs and everything that we don't show symptoms.
At
the moment, we're all good. We've tested
That's
negative.
Good. That's good.
But yeah, no, we went out yesterday night, which was... quite a night. That's great fun.
A lot of fun.
I've realized what it's like to hang out with me.
Why? Is it because you've got your...
isn't it?
Huh?
It's entertaining.
It is. Oh my god! I forgot to tell you. There was one point where I'm gonna. The guy on the two guys that I showed you, right? Yes. They both look at me and they go, Sonia, do you think we can tear up the dance floor? And they started to, like, break moves like this and pull out these, like, cringy-ass moves.
That's
while
so
sitting.
Good.
It was so funny. So, I mean, that's a good representation of how my night was. Anyway.
Chaos. Just chaos, in summary.
It was great. We broke a glass.
Yeah, see, that just perfectly
captures. This is the
captures.
Second night in a row someone has gone and broken a glass at a bar.
That's when you know it's a good time, but also at the same time, it's chaotic.
It is. It was
That's
bad.
When you know it's a good time if it's chaotic, though.
It's funny, though. It was funny. What about you, Claire?
My week has been a nice balance of uni work and, like, finally relaxing. By that, I mean I was able to watch a movie today. It was great. Like, a full
I
movie.
That.
I was able to watch it.
Wait,
just lying
movie?
Down
Which
on my
one?
Bed. I watched Kingsman: The Golden Circle because I didn't watch that when it was released.
Is that a new one?
No, it's an older one. I think it came out in 2017, 2018. I didn't
What's
get
his name. Taron Egerton, is he in it?
Yes,
Edgerton.
He is.
I get British sometimes.
Yeah, it's been great.
I love
it's
that.
It's been great. I watched Ant-Man today.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Oh wait, have you not watched it? Isn't that hasn't that been out since like 20? Also,
have you not watched it? I didn't actually. I was at the gym today, and then like the guy that I was training with, we were talking about Marvel, and I brought out the nerd in him, and he was like, "Oh, I love Ant-Man," and I was like, "I actually never watched Ant-Man," and we were like, "Okay," he was like, "I'm gonna quiz you the next time you come in, so you better watch Ant-Man before we meet," and I was like, "Okay." So I actually watched Ant-Man today because I was like, I haven't watched it. It wasn't bad. It was okay.
I feel like I've watched only bits of it. And it's like, I don't actually know the story. But like, I love the character. I love the like main character. That's all I know. What's his name? Paul Russell. Paul Rudd.
It's Paul Russell.
I have no idea. I'm so bad with names. I only know faces. But isn't he like, isn't he like in his 50s and he looks like 30?
He is a beautiful man who does not age. He does not age. She's bored of the conversation.
No, I was checking how many more coffees I need to buy before I can get a free one.
Yeah, see, she was bored. She was bored. She wanted to check how many coffees she had left rather than talk to us.
Oh my god.
And this is why we hadn't recorded an episode.
I need 5 more coffees.
Wait, how many do you need? That's actually a lot, though.
I need 5 more.
No, but how many do you, like, in total?
What?
Like, how many did you have to get to that free coffee?
You get free coffee every now and then.
Huh? No, so what kind of stamp card is that? What do you mean more to what?
5 there more for the free one.
Okay, she needs like not how many.
So that's what she's asking. 5 more, and then how many in total until you get a free one?
5.
Oh my god! No, in total, how many did you have to get a free one?
She needed 19 or 20.
10.
I count.
10? That does not look like 10 on that card.
Oh wait, did you get a free coffee before? Okay.
After every 5 drinks, you get a free drink.
Every 10 drinks.
Every 10 drinks.
I claimed that free one.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, the 10th drink is free.
That's right.
I don't even like this.
I didn't trust you, okay? It's fine. I was like, that's a lot of drinks just to get a free one.
I genuinely thought you said I needed 25 coffees, and I was like, that's a lot of coffee.
That is one incentive.
That's one a day for the full month.
Full month. Every single day. Not gonna lie, because I haven't had chocolate, I have been drinking more iced coffees on a daily basis. It's bad.
I actually made a really good chocolate milkshake today. Oh. Nobody needs to know how. I added a little bit of like almond butter in it, and then like on top of that,
creative.
I'm getting really. Added a little bit of like cacao powder, maple syrup, and a little bit of chocolate ice cream.
I was
in love with myself for making it for me.
That sounds so good.
It was great. It's great.
Make it for us one day when we're at your place.
If you ever come down from like the countryside, may I? Sure.
Oh my
god.
If you ever come from the damn countryside, then sure.
Bring me a horse too, eh?
Exactly.
I hate you both.
Or a couple veggies from your farm.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
Stop. There's literally no. Okay, I can't say that.
Fresh produce.
Did you say flesh produce? Well done.
Fresh produce.
I heard flesh produce.
Fresh from the farm.
Uh huh.
Which is
that's actually really funny because apparently there's a particular path that you can take drive to my house where you like pass like a lot of estates with farms.
See, I told you.
For like 10 minutes.
You literally have a farm next.
No, but then. But then after that, then you see, like, cities, and they're like, oh, roads.
Like, she's literally got a farmland right behind her of stuffed animals.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
It's first Bayer Day.
I guess you guys missed it.
Oh Cool. So, we're playing a game.
Okay.
Already said it.
What is it?
It's based off We're Not Really Strangers, but that game is hella expensive, and I just kind of thought of it now.
I feel like I've heard that before.
It's like a card game of like deep and meaningful questions that I thought would be really fun to ask you guys. And like, I don't know, spring up as a conversation.
Yeah, why not? This can be like a...
Give me like an hour.
Fun verb. Yeah, take your time. We're just going to occupy the entire podcast with us just talking and waiting for Sonia to produce
well,
the
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to insert elevator music.
Da, da, da.
Two
I don't know what
hours elevator. Later. SpongeBob style. Okay, cool.
Eternity later.
Yes, are you ready for the first question? We all kind of answer this one question. Actually, no.
Answered.
We're going to take turns and we're going to guess and then we can probably answer it, okay?
Wait, guess what? Wait, can we clarify what the rules are?
So I'll ask a question, right?
Okay.
And then we go, okay, what would the answer be for Bea? We should have brought like a whiteboard.
Oh.
What would the answer be for Claire?
Wait,
and what
fun.
Would the answer be for Sonia? And then like, obviously tell what the actual answer is. Are you ready for the first question?
Yes.
What do you think I'm most sensitive to?
Sensitive?
I told you they're like weird questions.
Whoa.
Ugh.
And this is level one.
This is
what you're most sensitive to.
This could be taken. Mm-hmm. What's the definition? What's your definition
like, what's
of sensitive?
Context?
Like what is something that triggers you? Let's talk about that.
Yourself.
Crowds of people.
Clearly, we were talking about attachment styles beforehand, guys. I'm sure you can pull
yourself.
Something out of that PDF from
yourself.
Yours. Little Miss Secure Attachment.
Oh my god, I don't think it's accurate. Oh my god, stop mashing me up.
What is Bea most sensitive to? Let's think about it.
I think you're sensitive about yourself when you start talking about how anxious.
Why
you
are you answering my question?
No, isn't it for you? No,
we said,
are we guessing
we
it?
Go, yeah, we're guessing it, but we were guessing it for you first. Why are you saying mine first? Okay, fine, guess for me first. You already said it.
Yeah, I thought we were guessing for you!
But we're guessing for each other.
Okay, we'll go with Sonia, Bea, then
keep
me.
Up with the times, Bea.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll start again. We'll say the question again. We'll start again.
What do you think I'm most sensitive to?
Okay, Sonia is most sensitive to... First thing that comes to my mind is crowds of people, because it's always a hit or miss. Always a hit or miss.
Brain farts.
She did call them brain farts in high school. I remember that.
Just because, like, she could either be feeling it, or she just doesn't want it at all.
I genuinely don't like crowds.
I think, to add to that, I think people, just in general. She's sensitive. She'll have days when she's like, I love people. And then the next day she's like, I hate that.
When have I said I like people?
Never.
Okay, no, let me rephrase. I enjoy their company.
Then okay, it really depends.
Like, it depends.
Yeah, if I'm close to the people, sure. But like in general, if I'm like out
I'm
of place.
In general, yes.
Oh god.
Like
no.
Strangers.
Yes, I'm sensitive to people. Honestly, sure. Sensitive to people. Don't like them. They
sure.
trigger me.
They trigger her immensely.
Sure.
Social anxiety. Episode, I don't know. Okay, cool. Moving on. Ding, ding, ding. You guys got it right.
This is like, who knows Sonia better, basically.
No, Bea, now, okay, what do you think Bea is most sensitive to, Claire?
Yeah, what do
Bea
you think?
Is most sensitive to other people's opinions.
Ooh.
She's sensitive to that.
Okay.
She'll either overthink it to the point where she sabotages herself. That's what triggers
well, I mean, I think she's gotten better now.
I actually don't think that I'm that anymore.
What is Bea most sensitive to?
That was me, though. That was me, Claire. I agree, though. That
was I was going to say, like, dudes.
Ah, men, yes.
That is a good one. Okay, I forfeit my answer. That's the correct one.
Wait, what?
Sonia's answer is the correct
please,
one.
Please elaborate. Please elaborate. I've never spoken about this.
I think you just, like, don't like
it's just literally anything. It's just men. You're just like, ew. And that's it. You don't elaborate. It's just, ew. No.
See, I don't understand how you have a secure attachment style. Like,
I know.
Okay. I think how it's
are
because...
You, how are you healthy?
Because I know what I want and I know what I don't want. And I think
which
that's
is all men.
Cam, we'll call that one man. If you're not him, bye. Thank you, no.
She wants a meet-ute. Meet-cute.
Meet-ute. Yes. Actually, you know what? I agree with both of those points. Good points. Because, like, I don't know what I'm sensitive about. I think I'm more sensitive to, like, when, oh my god, I don't know if it's a true sensitive thing. When people are on their phones, when we're, like, with them,
ooh.
I don't like that. That's, like, a really pet, I think that's more of a pet peeve.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve.
Pet peeve.
That's a pet peeve.
Okay, what about Claire?
What's Claire more sensitive to? Judgment.
Yeah, that's...
That was really quick.
Judgment.
Yeah.
I think she's also really sensitive about, like, friendships. She has really high standards with friendships. If you break that trust in friendship, then it's like...
God forbid.
God forbid. Bye, you are cut out of her life. You do not deserve her love anymore. Bye.
That's good. She knows what to
that's healthy.
Cut people
no,
out.
She knows what to do with toxic people. That's fine.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Next question.
Period. Oh, okay. No elaboration.
What do you think my main love language is? Ooh.
Oh, I love... Wait, didn't we do a quiz on this?
Yeah, we did.
I can't remember
let's
your
guess
answers.
Each other's
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot answers.
Oh, no.
We can guess it. We can guess it, and then we can...
Love language.
Wait, is... I
oh, wait, let me quickly...
Bea like, is 100% acts of service.
Yes, I agree with
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. I was yes, going to say, Bea's on acts of service.
Yes,
is
there
yours
is.
Quality time?
Who's?
I think so, Sonia.
Yes, wait, mine is quality
yours
time.
Yours is quality time?
I think yours is also quality time, Claire.
Yeah, my one was also quality time, yes.
Or like, no, it wasn't. Okay, hold on.
Actually, no, Claire, your words of affirmation.
Yeah, my one is...
Oh, I was going to say physical touch, but sure.
You know, she could be everything.
I think you're more... Your words of affirmation.
Mine
actually,
is,
I
yeah. I'd say mine's like, words, physical, and the... What's it?
I think more so words and physical.
Basically, she needs everything.
She needs all of
them. I don't need it. I would appreciate it.
She would appreciate all of them.
I am quality time because it pisses me off when people are on their phone around me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am more acts of service just because, like, I do think it's, like, actions speak more than words kind of vibes. And that's part of quality time as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love how we just all know each other's already.
We already knew. Like, we don't even need the quiz. Like, we already know. We're like, this is exactly what you are.
Okay.
Next one.
Next level.
Oh, here we go. It's getting harder.
I'm going to randomly pick a question.
Claire looks so worried.
I don't know what
to say.
Level 2. Okay, I'm gonna throw a wild card in here just to shake things up a bit. Sing your favorite song lyrics you can think of on the top of your head.
No.
Yes, now, go.
Favorite song? Wait, you want us to sing on record?
Yes, go.
What the heck?
I'm not doing that.
Only Sanja, only you can do this.
Do
okay,
it.
Also, no. Favorite song?
Just any song now, off the top of your head.
Bro, I don't have any appropriate songs.
Claire, just sing it.
Okay, Sonia, why don't... Okay, actually,
respect
let's not,
the
let's not
the
make
game.
Sonia do it first, because it's going to make a reference. Someone start. I'm trying to think of a song right now.
It's so weird. We were talking about karaoke songs that we would sing.
Who?
Was it?
Like, what's our go-to karaoke song?
What is
our go-to song?
I said Dancing Queen for me.
Really?
Oh, classic.
That's
you
true.
You are
classic.
The Dancing Queen. Okay, now I'm done. So you guys can go next. Y'all are not fun.
No, I don't know what song. Okay, to be fair, I have not. I don't think about it. Because all my songs that I listen to are, like, sad.
You just sing a sad song then.
What's the song? Hallelujah. What's a Shrek song?
Oh god.
What's that Shrek song? I forgot what the tune is. Hallelujah. Isn't it literally Hallelujah?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, that... there was a secret chord.
Yeah, that. I forgot the lyrics. I don't know the lyrics.
What's the scene that was happening? I can't remember the scene.
I don't remember.
I can't remember what scene was playing when that was song.
Oh my god, I love this song, Sanya. Remember when I sang this song in your birthday, All of Me, or something?
You sang this to me?
I didn't sing this to you. I sang this with you. Was it with you? Remember?
Girl, when were what?
16th birthday? We were in Macquarie.
All of me.
Yeah.
Loves
all of you.
Love
well,
some perfect imperfections. Is that the word?
But it was curves and all your edges.
That too.
Okay, Claire, go. Just do a song.
I literally sang two.
My pass.
No, you can't.
No.
Because then otherwise I'm going to bring out another wild card for you to do.
Whap.
I don't want
no, to. From the top.
Oh my god, sings Doja Cat. Woman.
Let me be your woman. Yes, Claire, is that enough for you?
Yep, that's it.
All right, cool.
Ready. Next question. What is a moment in our relationship that you felt undeniably loved?
Undeniably loved.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just those moments when I call you guys crying and y'all just pick up and comfort me. That's when I'm like, oh my god, they actually
love me. Sanya, you have yet to done that. I think Claire and I have done that.
She's done that to me.
I have called Sanya before. I was like,
no, as in Sanya calls us crying.
Oh, true. Yeah, I'm sorry, turbulent attachment style, so.
She only does it after.
Yeah. Only guys, I had a breakdown.
Yeah, she just didn't FYI. Really message that.
She would message it, that's true.
Oh, yeah, you're not hearing me crying, mate. No, no. That's weird.
But
I've, like, text cried to Claire a lot and Sanya. Not called. Only
honestly,
once.
I've laughed at people, so.
I'm okay, be honest. Out. Is my crying ugly?
I've never seen you cry.
No, just hearing it.
Why would... Oh my god,
I don't
cries.
Remember.
How do you think that... Oh, she cries so pretty. What the heck?
On the phone.
Crying.
She sounds really pretty right now.
Like, what classifies as ugly crying? Like,
I mean, this is like, does it sound weird?
No, it sounds like someone crying.
You know who you should ask this question to?
Who?
You know who. There's only one other person that would have heard you cry apart from Bay and I.
Have you cried in front of him?
Yes.
I don't think... Oh, she has.
Of course she has.
No. Okay.
Not like the way I've cried to both of you. The cry I had for both of you is like a little bit dramatic, not gonna lie. Is it not?
Wow.
I know, like, I do like a sniffle.
You do that.
You have cried to me on the phone before, Bea.
I have. I do it quietly or something. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I, like, sniff,
quiet,
and then you're like, Bear, stop crying. I'm just like...
Get over it.
That's literally how Sonia convinced me. She's like, Bear, get over it. It's fine. It's normal. And I'm like, but it's not.
I'm like, this place are cutting the phone. And you're like, you figure it out yourself.
I feel like that's every time I call you. You're like, I'm so sick of this kid. I'm just going to hang up on her.
No, that's because Bea always denies everything that you tell her. It's like, no.
It's like you run through a list and then it's like you run out of things to say and then you're just repeating yourself.
Okay, let me be dramatic, okay? When I'm dramatic, I'm dramatic.
Literally.
Oh my god.
That is 100% true. You repeat yourself and she's still saying no. No.
No. No. Okay, well, okay, Claire feels undeniably loved when she calls us crying.
Yeah.
Bea, what about you?
That went to a whole conversation.
We digress.
Undeniably loved? I actually... When you guys gave me presents, I don't know.
We gave you presents.
Material.
Are you sure? No, she's receiving gifts now.
Yeah.
That's another love language, isn't it?
I don't know. It's, I guess it's like when you guys are there for me. Ooh. Not when I'm crying, but like
acts
for everything.
Acts of service.
Acts of serving.
What about you, Sanya? When do you feel loved by me?
By us. Excuse me. This is a three-way conversation. I don't want to be a third wheel.
Set myself anymore.
Oh, you know, I just kind of like when you guys compete over me.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm joking. Apart from that, yeah, probably like when we hang out together and like I'm like,
no,
these are my people.
Indeed.
Like I have like a image of like, oh yeah, like in the next couple of years, who would it be like at my like 50th? You guys are probably in that room.
I'm pretty sure we also discussed about how like our kids are gonna be friends. Like if they're not friends, it's disgusting. Like we need to be like our boyfriend.
I would hate it
friends.
If my kids dated yours though.
Okay, not that way. No. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love you guys. Maybe not that much.
I'm ready to be like in-laws with you guys.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that either.
Because
that literally ties us down.
Yes, then I have to see you all the time.
I'm gonna get sick of
and
y'all.
Then it like gets like a weird thing because like what if Claire and I are like in-laws and like we just have Bea left over.
I know
I'm just in the corner like hey.
My God.
I'm that spicy auntie.
Now I'm having
spicy auntie. You need to stop saying spicy.
I know, I need to stop. All right, anyway, sorry Claire.
Okay,
you were saying,
next question.
Oh, next question.
Next question. What's a feeling you're uncomfortable sharing with me?
A feeling?
Yeah.
A feeling.
I can't think of it right now because I'm like completely fine right now. Have to ask me when I'm depressed. I don't know. Uncomfortable sharing with you guys?
I don't think I'm uncomfortable with sharing stuff with you guys though.
Yeah, because I feel like I repeat. Okay, I think for me, it's like when I repeat
what?
The same feelings. Because I feel like I've ranted to you guys so many times, it's like the same thing. I feel bad every single time.
She feels bad.
She goes down the I feel bad spiral. That's when she's
yeah, so I guess that if you put that I'm uncomfortable sharing my feelings over and over again if it's the same feeling. Because then I know you guys would be like, Bea, stop. Reflect on yourself.
Why are you looking at me, Claire?
Because I already answered.
What did you
answer?
Say?
I said I don't feel uncomfortable entering any feeling with you.
No, that's like pause.
My answer is
you don't
I
feel
don't
uncomfortable
feel, no, I don't
sharing.
Feel, no, like I feel comfortable sharing a lot of things
Damn.
With you guys.
Sometimes too much.
Exactly. Most of the time it's too much on your end, but for me it's completely fine because I trust you guys completely. So
what
that's what I'm saying.
Uncomfortable sharing.
You crying?
Yeah, that
feeling.
Well, like it's not going to be productive if I call you crying.
See, there we go. That's part of it.
You're like, I see an issue there.
Because, like, I know that Claire and I literally openly, like, cry to each other.
Like, what are you going to do with me crying? It's not... And
this is what happened. This is the avoidant personality coming in.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't trust us. You're just not used to it.
It's just, fine. I think another thing is, like, I do it anyways. Because who else would I talk to about it? Crushes. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
That's
but yeah, you're uncomfortable sharing with us, though.
Sharing them with you, yes. Sharing about them with you, yes.
It takes a lot out of her to do it.
All right, there's a lot. There's like, it
takes a lot of energy, and then I spend the next hour after just regretting that I told you guys. Because I'm like, oh no, now they know. That makes things official. It's more about me than it's about you guys. Calm down.
Okay. I was like, you regret it?
Sonia's gonna be let one go. Who's like, it's not me, honey. It's you. Oh wait. It's not you. It's not you. It's me. It's my fault. And he's like, no.
It's just easier that way.
Oh my god, self sabotage. Here we go.
No, it's not self sabotage. We let it happen.
She got mad at me. All right, next question.
Okay, what are you proudest of me for?
Okay, for Sonia, it's Claire's gonna cry. You like working on yourself and like knowing and recognizing your anxiety and your personality. And working on it. Sonia's just like, ew. Is that a compliment? Disgusting.
Another thing I'm uncomfortable talking about.
Salutations? Oh.
Salutations? What are we? Jokies?
Affirmations, that's the word I should tell you.
Affirmations?
That was completely different to the word that she said.
I know.
Claire, I offer you my salutations.
This is what happens when you don't talk to people for like too long.
Okay, thank you. Moving on.
Thanks, honey. I feel appreciated.
No, I do appreciate. Thank you.
That's the most.
Moving on.
Okay,
anybody else?
What are you proud of for Sonia, Claire?
Why me?
I like Sonia. You first, because you don't want to hear it, and then you're going to avoid it. So we're going to do you first. Sonia's like, ew, disgusting.
The one thing I'm proud about Sonia is what she has achieved in her career at such a young age.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm proud
okay.
of.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're working
I appreciate
on it. She's starting to get comfortable with saying that. She has her neck clenched in.
Is that comfortable? Do you see how her neck is disappearing?
I know.
She's like going back into her shell like a turtle.
Tunnel. Okay, so can I go?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes, you can.
So for Bea.
No, why? No, do Claire.
Oh, Bea. Shut up. Did I say you could choose?
She has host privileges today.
Exactly. True. With Bea, I am proud of how far she's come in terms of, you know, doing what makes her happy and knowing what she deserves.
I do.
Yeah, and like you don't let other people rule you as much as you used to do, or like other people's opinions about you rule you. As much as you used to.
Oh, I can take that. Yes.
I can take Thank that. You. What do you mean? If you didn't like it, you're like,
you wouldn't take
compliment
it.
No, as in, I can confirm that. No. As in, I can confirm that. Because I'll be like, no, I don't see that.
This transaction has been declined. Please try again later.
I decline your compliment. Thank you, Sonia.
What about you, Claire? What are you proud of Bea for?
Same thing as you. But I think the other thing that I'm proud of is like how much she's doing. Like, she's just
got her every single possible thing
that you could do, and yet somehow she's still alive.
Alive, yep.
Wait, what am I doing?
Insane to me.
Wait, what?
The society, the extracurriculars.
That's literally
double degree, commissions, this podcast. And I'm like, what are you not doing?
I know, and then
Sleeping.
All of that she's moving.
I know.
She's moved all the way to the countryside.
Exactly. All
Stop.
The way to the countryside. She committed to that. Like, it's crazy.
Oh my god. Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome. With the
moving
many horses.
On. To Claire.
Me.
What are you most proud of for Claire, Sonia?
Her perseverance.
Oh, I was going to say
still
that too.
Thing.
Yes.
She has been through some tough times.
Yes.
Whether
I
that
agree.
Would be in terms of job or just everything and life in general. And she has pushed through. She has not let it affect her willpower and her motivations. I am
agree.
Proud of her for that.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am proud. Yeah. Oh my God. I was going to say that too, how strong she is. I think I'm really proud of how she's starting to, like, recognize how to take care of herself. And, like, how to, like, because I think she still struggles, like you, Sonia, she still struggles with her self-talk and stuff. But, like, you know, she's working on it. She's actively, you know, making sure she's keeping herself in check, making sure that she's okay and doing things for herself, to make sure that she's all good. Yeah. I love that. That is something that's like, girl, I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
You'll be able to thrive because you can take care of yourself well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Next question.
This is Sonia looks so awkward. Like,
so uncomfortable by this.
Please, I hate this. Mom, pick me up, please. I'm scared. That is your literal expression right now. If people could
no,
see
I'm
right
just
now.
Watching you guys bond. I don't know what to add to that. Good.
You added it on this one. Okay, anyway, next question then. Sonia's feeling uncomfortable.
Finish the sentence.
Okay.
You've shown me dash about myself.
I think for Sonia, she showed me how to set boundaries for myself in a respectful manner.
Yes, I have.
This is like, this touches on to what Bea said before about me learning to look after myself. Sonia helped me actually put that into action.
Yes.
Sonia's now again uncomfortable.
That was the plan all along.
It has gone to plan. It has worked.
That is what I'm here for.
Still trying.
And what about Bea?
I'm trying to think for Bea's one.
Bea, do you want to go first? I mean, second.
I can't think of anything.
The awkward silence. We're clearly not affectionate friends.
No. I don't know if it's like one word or like what Claire did, or just like a couple words.
A couple. Bea, you just.
It doesn't matter. Just
stop sticking to the rules so much.
Oh my god.
I'm like, what verb is like, the most.
She's effective. Been going on with what word can I use?
Wait, what was the sentence again? I'm thinking too hard that I'm forgetting it already.
She's playing with her hair. Like, it's so weird. You've shown me dash about myself. The dash doesn't mean one word. You can just, like, add, like, a freaking synopsis if that's what you want.
Okay, I think I'm going to just copy what Claire said. You said, like, how to take care of yourself?
Sure.
No, you're not copying what Claire said. That's easy way out.
Because that's what I had in mind. Sanya, you've shown me how Sanya, stop.
Sanya.
You've shown me how to, like... make sure that I leave time for my hobby to, like, use as a way to regenerate or, like, recharge for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, you know, you, like, kind of brought the importance of how it can help you mentally. Oh my god, I went, like, really deep. Oh my god.
My god.
Okay, what about you? Let's go with Claire. So, Sonia, what do you think about Claire?
I think you both... Both of you have taught me the importance of hard work.
Huh?
You're both on, like, all the time, like, working. Bea, you sleep at like 3 or 4. Shut up. It's my time to shine. Don't question me.
Sorry.
Did she question your answer?
No, we're not debating.
It's my time to shine.
Better speak.
You also shown me, you've shown me what I kind of deserve in like a friendship/relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that I'm worthy of all of the things that you've shown me that I deserve, you know, that kind of stuff. Cool. Moving on. Claire, what has Bea shown you?
Okay, I think what Bea has shown me about myself is probably the whole believe in myself aspect. Because I've ranted to her so much about, like, architecture, because she understands that part. So in that context, she has taught me to believe in myself a little bit more.
You have faith in yourself, hun.
Yes.
That do be making sense. That do be making sense.
What about you, Sonia?
Wait, well, how many times do you want me to say it?
Did you say it?
I said both of you.
That's a cop out.
Okay, did you talk about what Claire taught you?
Not yet.
Then do it.
Okay. Wow. I think Claire has taught me how to also love myself, because the way that she sort of, you know, I don't know, the way that she carries herself is sort of what inspires me or something, I don't know. Because, like, I think way before, we already talked about this, how, like, I did not put any value to myself before, but I think, like, after seeing, even with you, Sonya, after watching you guys do it for yourselves, I'm like, ah, I think that is best.
You think that's mine.
I see. That is the way.
Ah. That's the way.
Yeah, anyway, that's my answer.
Next question.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Sonya looks so uncomfortable. So we're moving.
What do you think my defining characteristic is?
You're hella funny. There is never a moment where I'm not laughing with you.
I agree. Oh, yeah, you're chaos for me. That's your defining characteristic. Because you can be the funniest person and you can also be the most sentimental individual ever in like 1 minute.
Clearly now not the day for that.
No, today's not.
Today you've clocked out because you're so uncomfortable.
Okay.
She's giggling like, oh, sorry.
That's okay, so I'm funny.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what about my answer? You're chaotic.
And sentimental.
Okay.
And I'm chaotic. I'm turbulent.
For Claire, I think it's really her, like, I don't know if this is going to come off wrong, your ego. Like, in a good way.
Oh, good job.
No, in a good way. In a good way. In a way that, like, you love yourself and you're, like, you know how to carry yourself. No, I'm not saying this in a negative way. Like, it's actually really cool that, you like, you're able to, like, know what you stand for and you, like, value yourself in a way. And you know what's right for you, kind of vibe.
That's not ego, that's just her self-worth. Got you.
Oh, self-worth. I don't know. Oh, is ego? Yeah, ego is very negative.
I did have an ego in high school, which was bad.
Yeah.
I thought I worked myself out of that.
Yes, okay. I said ego. I was meaning to say it in a positive way, and obviously I used the wrong words. I meant self-worth.
Okay.
Got you, man. I got you.
Thank you. What about you, Sonya? Don't leave me hanging.
Defining characteristic for Claire.
Oh, wait,
I'm gonna go Bea first. Because I need to think about Claire's. Bea, just how giving she is.
I am, okay.
I told you, it's my moment to shine. You don't get to question me.
Sorry.
I'm joking. Yeah, how giving she is as a person. Because, like, I don't know, you're always there for everyone and you're always making sure everyone's okay, taking care of them. And then for Claire, I feel like her work ethic is, like, the defining factor for me. Because, like, even in high school, she's always been, like, the most organized.
Yes,
always
that is
her
so
shit
true.
Together. Always, like, you know, just, like, this,
the
like...
face of disgust.
This, like, person who just looks like they have their life
she's
together,
like,
and they're just,
yeah,
like, there's
yeah,
something
like
big out there for them that's just going to come, and they're going to be, like, this amazing person that you would look up to.
And she will be.
She will be. She will be. That time will come very soon.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Claire, do you want to go?
Yes. So, yours one was funny, because I'm always laughing. There's never a moment I'm not laughing. For Bea, the first thing that comes to mind is nurture. Literally.
Mother.
Why are you guys painting me like I'm a mother?
Like, that's how I imagine you. Like, you're the short little mother that always has to worry about everything.
She's waddling around. Like...
She's all that waddles around.
Children,
like,
are you okay?
She's the one that's going to pull you aside so you don't get hit by a car. And it's just, that's Bea for me.
Okay, I didn't realize.
Bea is chaotic for me, though. She's
oh,
not
so
a
you better decide.
Anyway.
Am I giving or am I chaotic? Which one?
You're both.
I love how you're
chaotically giving.
and you get love, and you get love. Wait.
Well, I don't know. I don't have any left for me.
Oh, my God.
I love how both of you are chaotic for each other, though.
Bea brings out the chaos in me.
Yeah, I know. Literally, Sanya's, like, so, like, what do you call, mellow. And then I come in, like, hey! She's like, oh.
And May.
Next question.
What do you think I fear the most?
This is a
I already know.
Anya, you chose the worst game for you.
I know.
I'm enjoying this, but you look so uncomfortable. Even Claire is like slightly uncomfortable now.
She's like the most sentimental out of us.
She's the most sentimental. Okay, what's this
called? It's because she doesn't have a notepad with her.
I know.
She doesn't have a script.
I didn't.
Okay,
it.
Do you want me to start for both of you because you guys are like having a panic attack right now?
I'm already dying.
I'll start with Claire this time. For Claire, yep. I think she fears most about like losing friends. That's like so like basically, let's say for example, losing us.
Mm.
Like people who have like impacted her so much.
Sad to say.
Sanya.
Sorry.
Like basically losing her, the ones that she finds the most impactful, she will fear losing them in many different ways.
Yeet.
Or like, you know, betrayal and all that stuff. Yeah. For you, Sanya.
Don't. I don't know what you're gonna say.
You don't know what I'm gonna say, or you know what I'm gonna say?
I think I know what you're gonna say, but I'm just say it.
I don't know. Okay. I think for you, you're just scared of, like, commitment.
God.
You're scared of, like, realizing how much you deserve in people, in, like, relationships. Because you're scared of what that means and what that means for you and what you have to do. Because you're, like, worried about getting hurt. That's what you're scared about.
She basically hit both asses on the nail here. They're quite accurate. And
yeah, boy. I know this. You both are about to, like, break down. You're, like, having...
what's Bea scared of?
What am I scared of?
People.
So. Oh my god, you guys are
failure?
Genuinely thinking...
Yeah, I was gonna say failure.
Okay, what about, like, failure? Really? Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean, yeah, I guess so?
You have to elaborate. You both literally said failure, and I don't know how to react, because I'm like...
Probably just failure in the sense that you don't know.
Like glitching.
In the sense that you don't think you're good enough for anything that you do.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the one that you're scared of, like you're most fearful.
Or like that life isn't gonna like go according to plan, and it's like somehow gonna...
No.
I'm sorry.
I disagree with that. Sonia. I'm sorry. I don't care because I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. You do worry about it sometimes, though.
I do worry about it sometimes, but I don't think it's something I fear. Failure, I guess. So, I guess it depends on what you're talking about, though.
Bro, you are scared of failure. Do you want me to list down every time you've given me a call crying about something that's not going to turn out? Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like what?
Like what? You actually want me to list examples?
I'm joking. Like I told you, I'm not.
Like you
like
get really worried
right
that like even the job that you're working at, even though it's not something that you're gonna do in the long term, like you worry that somebody's gonna like get mad at you about something so super small, or just like people's perception of you being bad, like people that you care about, like people at work,
yeah,
and things
I,
like
I
that.
I agree with that. Yes.
Because if it's bad, then she's like, "Oh my god, it's my fault. I need to leave."
Okay, yeah, I see that. That's true.
Yes, you are right. Don't
you guys? Okay, you guys are talking about me. What about each other?
It's already done, though.
Yeah,
you kind of like attack both of us.
No. You have to do it to each other. That's you attack me, and then I attack you. Okay, Claire, Sanya. Okay, Sanya, what do you think Claire's scared of?
What did you say she was scared of?
Being abandoned by us, or like losing us as friends.
I think the same for her, like life not turning out the way that she wants it to.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. God,
don't be
guys.
Scared.
You guys are
working on it.
That's good. That's what matters.
I'm working on it.
Other way, Claire, what do you think?
Lasagna, intimacy, that's it.
I love how mine's like relationship focused and yours is like actual life focused. That's the
first thing that comes to my mind every single
time. I think that's because that's what you've been talking about recently.
Oh god.
That's why. Okay, next question. Both of you are looking so uncomfortable right now, but sure.
What do you recommend I let go of, if anything?
You let go of?
Mm-hmm.
What you will or what you want?
What you think I should let go of.
Oh, should.
I think you should let go of the things that you tell yourself in terms of your physical appearance. I always hate it.
Agreed.
I always hated that self-talk that you gave yourself, specifically in regards to your physical appearance. You need to.
I agree. I'ma come to your house and slap you every time you'd be like, "Oh my god, I'm so pretty privileged. I'm so this. I'm so that." No.
They are the thing that she needs to let go is, I feel bad.
Me. Well,
sorry.
Sorry, and I feel bad. I have been so annoyed by those phrases. I've told her I'm annoyed by those phrases, but she still needs to let that go.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would say I'm working on it, but I'm not.
I could tell.
It comes back. It comes back. What you need to let go of, Sanya, again, I think you need to let go of being so hyper-focused on what other people think about you when you do something a certain way.
Mm.
And I say hyper-focused, look at her, back into her shell. I say hyper-focused because, like, you, like, overanalyze one person's gesture and think that they hit you immediately.
Stop basing it on our conversation yesterday!
That's a good point!
Right?
100%.
Claire, I think you need to let go of trying to associate your self-worth to your achievements. Because it's not all about what you've achieved in your life that makes you a good, like, you know, you. There's a lot more than that. Like, how many people you impact and, like, how what you do to for other people and all that stuff. It's not all about, I'm in this position, kind of thing. Okay. Because it might not be fruitful.
Gotcha.
I feel like I am like a mom. I recognize
you.
Sonia looks so uncomfortable.
Okay. Alright, so that caps off the end of yet another episode this week, guys. I hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to follow us at Chaos on Record on Instagram. In the meantime, try to stay sane out there in the world, guys, because it is very, very chaotic. We'll see you next time with a new episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.